This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Julie from Somerville.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Do you want to ask Kennedy? Ask Kennedy about what happened yesterday in the 1K CBK?
I heard, and I feel like she might not want to talk about it.
Yeah, you're right. She just left the studio giving us the two-fingered salute.
Mm-hmm.
Five trivia questions. They're all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. And just like Paul did, you could win yourself $1,000. Kennedy's over in that soundproof studio. Julie, it's going to be 2 days in a row. Let's get it done, okay?
She is streaky. Sometimes when she loses, the wheels come off the bus.
You ready?
Yes, ready.
About a decade ago, this landslide singer said to Katy Perry, "I don't have rivals. I have friends. All the other women singers that I know are friends. Nobody's competing. Get off the internet and you won't have rivals either." Who is the singer?
Stevie Nicks.
Who starred as Elle Woods in Legally Blonde?
Reese Witherspoon.
Tonight on Max is the streaming premiere of Trap. It's a thriller about a serial killer trying to escape a trap the cops set at a concert that he's attending with his teen daughter. The director also directed The Sixth Sense. Who is he?
M. Night Shyamalan.
This actor played the lead role in Mad Max Fury Road. Who is he?
Tom Hardy.
Oof. Not even taking a pause, Dan.
She doesn't need to. Why would she?
Two former executives at Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune are suing for race, gender, and age discrimination, and also retaliation. Which of those two shows has been on the air longer? Is it Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune?
Oh, I'm going to say Jeopardy.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Julie, I understand you work in marketing for a pickle company?
I do. Grillo's Pickles.
Julie, how
Did
do you market a pickle?
Hold on. Slow down, Dan.
I didn't put my headphones on.
Everybody's attacking me. I need to get...
I just put my headphones on.
Yes. Grillo's. Yes.
I have three different kinds of Grillo's pickles
the spicy?
In my refrigerator right this moment.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
We love you guys. Now, I'm sorry, Dan. What were you saying?
Julie, how do you market a pickle?
You make them delicious is what they did, Dan. They market themselves.
Yeah, honestly, it's...
But then Julie wouldn't have a job.
It's not that hard when they're that good. That's true.
All right. We're going to have to reach out to Julie. I want a trip to the job site.
The Grillo's Pickle Factory?
Oh,
for
my gosh.
Sure. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, my gosh. By the way, Julie got 5 out of 5.
So you're in a pickle.
See what he did there?
Oh, my God.
So, Kennedy, the 1K CBK lost $1,000 yesterday to Paul. Today, Julie gets 5 out of 5. Are you ready, Kennedy?
Yeah.
No, she was having fun with the pickle stuff a second ago. Now it's very serious.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense. These are tough. Question number one. About a decade ago, this landslide singer said to Katy Perry, "I don't have rivals. I have friends. All the other women singers that I know are friends. Nobody's competing. Get off the internet and you won't have rivals either." Who's the singer?
Stevie Nicks.
That's a great quote. It really is.
And mm-hmm. Listen, because it's very, very... Yes, that.
Who starred as Elle Woods in Legally Blonde?
Reese Witherspoon.
How are your palms?
Shush.
Tonight on Max is the streaming premiere of Trap. It's a thriller about a serial killer trying to escape a trap the cops set at a concert that he's attending with his teen daughter. The director also directed The Sixth Sense. Who is he?
Oh, M. Night Shyamalan.
This actor played the lead role in Mad Max Fury Road. Who is he?
Tom Hardy.
You sat up in your chair pretty quick.
Bring it!
Question number five. Two former executives at Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune are suing for race, gender, and age discrimination, and also retaliation. Which show has been on the air longer?
Between which and which, I'm sorry?
Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, my God.
It's a $1,000 question.
Shush.
That's like the professional golfer, and there's a putt to win the tournament, and they say, it's a $700,000 putt.
Yeah, but you're talking way too loudly to be golfing on.
Well, we're up in a tower above the green.
We'll whisper. Here she comes.
She's taking a
I'm going to say Jeopardy.
You're going to say Jeopardy. Okay. All right, question number one. You said Stevie Nicks, yes. 1-1. Reese Witherspoon obviously starred in Legally Blonde. M. Night Shyamalan, that is correct. His daughter stars in this, by the way, I believe.
Yeah, it's not great. I've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
It's good. Basically just a two-hour thing to promote his daughter's music.
Aha.
Yes.
Nepotism alive and well. We're here for it.
You said Tom Hardy?
I did.
You did. All right, so which has been on the air longer, Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune? You said Jeopardy. Wheel of Fortune went on the air in 1975, and Jeopardy went on the air in 1964. That is correct. Nice job, Kennedy. I could go for some pickle juice right now.
Same.
How are you feeling now?
Better.
Would have been a long weekend for Kennedy, I'm not going to lie.
I can't. Nope.
I don't know if the $1,000 CPK is good for your health.
I don't think it is, but that's all right. We're all in it together. Let's go!
All right. Well, congratulations, Kennedy. You get the win with a 5-5 tie. Julie, unfortunately, with the tie, Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, yes. You don't get the cash.
Okay.
Chill out. Eat a pickle.
Okay, I'm happy to get them all right.
Did you? I gave you a...
Chill out. Eat a pickle. Yeah, that's right. Are you on our website?
That's your new slogan. Market it.
No, that already is their slogan, Dan.
Oh, for real?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well played, sir.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, Julie?
I'm Julie from Somerville, and I couldn't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.